This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You get it at Amazon. You get it off my website. Great Christmas gift. Won't be able to get it to you in time for Christmas. Maybe. I doubt it, though. You know, you send a package to the East. Nowadays, it's, what, 10 days? But anyhow, or head up to the website. Give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. Let you know what's going on the show, topics we're discussing, who our sponsors are, all that fun stuff. And you can sign up for our text messaging. Now, you can do it one of two ways. If you head over to the website, you can click on the, get text message updates, or you can simply text TRS, the real side. That was easy, right? TRS to 313131. I'll give you time. You need time to type it in. Some of them probably have that flip phone where you have to go, like, hit three for every number. You have to hit, like, three times to get the letter you want. Remember that? You couldn't. What are you, sure. This was like 100 years ago.
I don't know what they got.
Well,
how am I supposed to know?
Anyway, so you got to text TRS to 313131. Okay, that's simple. All right, let's have some fun. Since this is a whole different way of looking at it. So UMass Amherst, a college. When I look at back in the 70s, it was party college. I mean, if you went there. I don't think you went there to get an education as much as you went to learn how to mix booze. Seriously. So now they're offering a course where students will cast light building LGBTQA themed electronic light displays. The course is called Queer Lights. Now, the class will cast light on lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, and asexual topics. Now, among the topics discussed will be the intersections of the racial and LGBTQA identities, the campus climate for LGBTQA students, and the legal and political rights of the LGBTQA people today. Now, here's the only thing about this. You want to have a class about this? That's fine. Why is it that everything happens? Everything. I don't care. Christmas, Halloween, New Year's, I'm sure. You know, every event, every holiday somehow has some kind of effect on the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG community. I don't understand. And I've even run into this by Xander a couple of times. And he's they're over the top. Not everything has to do with them. Some things are just what they are. They're Christmas lights. David McLaughlin, a UMass professor who received a TIDE, which is Teaching for Inclusiveness, Diversity, and Equity ambassadorship for the campus, all because of his contributions in creating Queer Lights. He stated that the course provides new ways for teaching about inclusion. You know, why do you realize that when you start dividing out certain groups, that is not inclusion anymore. It's exclusion because you're excluding the other groups. Inclusion, I think we've gone backwards. In the 70s, inclusion was, it didn't matter where somebody came from, where they grew up, what color they were, what country they came from, whether they were tall, short, fat, thin, whether they talked with a lisp or didn't talk with a lisp, whether they were missing an eye or had both of their eyes, whether they had a big birthmark in the middle of their face. None of that mattered. At least that's what we were taught. But now, we have to segregate them all out. And then talk about how we're not inclusive enough. We used to use a term for that in the 70s. Today it's politically incorrect, so I won't use it. I'm so tempted to. The course contributes to and may be a new model for addressing diversity, inclusion, and equity topics in the classroom. UMass Amherst made headlines earlier in 2008 when the Young Americans for Liberty sued the school for a land use policy mandating that outdoor speeches and rallies during class hours may be held only on the west side of the Student Union building and only be limited to 1 hour in length. And that was from noon to one, when everybody had left the campus for lunch. UMass Amherst settled the lawsuit by scraping the speech. I'm sorry. God, it's like you have to go too fast. Amherst settled the lawsuit. It did away with the speech duration and location restrictions. Now it's you can have it all over the campus. But this is, you know what? This is happening too on campuses across the country. When we finally, which is what we should have done, probably wouldn't have got anywhere during the Obama administration. But what we finally done is we started suing these colleges for our freedom of speech rights. They can't fight them. We're not yelling fire in the middle of the school, are we? The one young man who had a 2-year fight to be able to give out the Constitution on campus at a California college. Crazy. The school is also recognized as the birthplace of Trigglypuff. A meme during the 2016 speech given by anti-political correctness commentator Milo Yiannopoulos and Steven Crowder. I remember that one. That was great. Crowder actually put them in their place because they were triggered by everything. Everything triggered these kids. Kids. You hear me? Kids. And again, when we have liberal comedians that refuse to go to college campuses because they can't handle it. Not the comedian, the kids can't handle it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more of this craziness coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He mighty sucker punch.
It seems like we're in a continuous state of attack, doesn't it? Seriously. And thank God for our military men and women. Seriously. I mean, you know, if they weren't, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. I wouldn't be able to have this show. That's for sure. You know, my biggest eye-opener in doing radio was, what was it, the fourth year? We went over to CPAC. And the French, by the way, you're listening to Real Side, which you see. The French radio crew was there. And they were thoroughly amazed and confused at Radio Row at CPAC. All these radio people up and down the strip there. probably, I don't know, 20-some-odd booths. And I finally asked her during one of my breaks, because they were so in our faces, I said, what is the fascination with radio? You have radio in France. He goes, yeah, we can't talk about this stuff. We, not like this. We don't do this. Which I thought was interesting, because think about that. I mean, they know what happens if you say something about politics or against their president. You could end up in jail. And it wouldn't be a long trial either. So they were totally fascinated at the way we were, you know, ripping apart political figures and organizations and what have you, and that was fully acceptable and it was okay. So it was a bit of an eye opener. I don't know if some of you heard the sad news. I don't know if you're fans or not.
Three,
but...
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for me.
Come on, you old folks know what this is. That's right, Penny Marshall. Remember her from Laverne and Shirley? Actually, she was, it wasn't just Laverne and Shirley. She was on Happy Days, too, right? She was one of the loose girls on Happy Days. Ooh. Oh, come on. It's a character, right? She was one of Fonzie's girls, and you knew none of Fonzie's girls were straight-up church women. There's just no way around it. Anyway, she passed away today. I think she was 75 years old. Said, I don't know why they have to give her age. What's a big whoop, right? So 75 years old, she died from, I guess, what was it, complications from diabetes, or she had been fighting diabetes for a long time. But, look, I don't know the woman, but she's one of those Hollywood types you never heard anything nasty from. You know, you never heard her put anybody down, really. And she just did her job. She just did what she loved to do, and that was it. So, you know, hearts of prayers go out to the family. I think Gary Marshall, her brother, still alive. He was a producer of many of those shows. But anyway, those are the kind of Hollywood people I like, right? I mean, not that it matters, but they are. Unlike these kind of Hollywood people, which I don't much care for. No, don't get excited. I'm not talking about Pelosi. You'll have to fix that later. Anyway, I'm just looking. I don't know if you heard this today, but apparently, truly, the witches of America are very upset that Donald Trump keeps calling it a witch hunt. I'm not. Now, they've already put a curse on him and they can't stop him. Right? So, I guess it doesn't work. Okay? Of all the people, Brad Stein does a great bit on witches. He says, you know, they run around with these goofy-looking hats on, right? They got noses slumped over their lips. They got big warts all over their face. This is the way they depict themselves, and they wonder, and then they wonder why people make fun of them. So apparently, that Donald Trump's frequent labeling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation as a witch hunt has hit a nerve in the witch community. Right? Many. I don't know if I can do this with a straight face. It's a real story. It's not a Newsweek. Okay, so it's not one of those crazy places that make it up as they go. Many are mad and the rest are rolling their eyes. David Salisbury, a lead organizer at the Witch Community Firefly House based in Washington, told the Daily Beast in a report on Monday that, you know, Trump calling the Mueller investigation a witch hunt doesn't really understand what a witch hunt is all about. Okay. So... Sorry about that. I can't stand this, right? So, anyway, he said, what an outrage is to totally compromise and conflicted witch hunt moves ever so slowly forward, Trump claimed in his first tweet. He then moved on in attacking his former longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who has stated that he committed campaign finance violations. Now, remember, Cohen only became a rat after the FBI did something which was absolutely unthinkable and unheard of until the witch hunt was illegally started. Trump continued on. People are starting to understand what this witch hunt is all about. You know, we get the point, right? For him, this is a big witch. And I got news for you. I agree with him. I mean, you look at how desperate Mueller's getting right now. Now, such language could have consequences beyond potentially undermining the rule of law. Real witch hunts in history have left a traumatic emotional imprint on the witches of today. Witchcraft author Kitty Randall told the Daily Beast that for Trump to draw a parallel between investigations on him to the worst period in our history is just infuriating. Well, I hope she was talking about her history, because if she's talking about the history of the country, we had worse things happen. The president's witch hunt tweets are particularly horrifying because many modern practitioners of witchcraft devote their lives to seeking compassion and justice. If that's true, why did you guys put a hex on President Trump? Where's the compassion there? I'm just curious. Some witches have been so upset with Trump's phrase, they've organized online to cast a binding spell on him every month. So see, where's the compassion? But most witches have not taken it that far and they simply want Trump to stop the rhetoric. I don't think we need to attack Trump with spells, Randall said. He's in the middle of a process of self-destruction. We don't need to help him. Randall continued, if Mueller's investigation were truly a witch hunt, then Donald Trump would be hanging naked from chains in a cold barn somewhere, being tortured into admitting his pact with Satan. Then they would simply burn him at the stake. Instead, he's going to Mar-a-Lago for Christmas. This is a sickness. I'm sorry, but not everything is just ludicrous and this crazy. Remember actual witch hunts of the past? Think about what went on in the colonies and other places. It's just a figure of speech. And you're only outraged because Trump is using it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. A little more serious stories on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Trump administration has commented on the postponed sentencing of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The White House had limited reaction to what Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said was an issue of delay between the prosecutors and Michael Flynn's legal team. But she didn't back down from her contention in a tweet earlier in the day reflecting some things that the president said, that Flynn was set upon by the FBI agents at the White House, and they were asking questions about his contacts with Russians, especially during the time of the transition. The blame then goes to the former director of the FBI.
That was inappropriate by own self-admittance of James Comey, is that the FBI broke standard protocol in the way that they came in and ambushed General Flynn.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Hey, man, I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Damn, there you go. No way, Daddy.
We are back. You listen to the real say, yeah, I ain't going to school. You don't want me to go to school, that could be a problem. The teacher would throw me out at least twice a day. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Go ahead, I'll wait for you to write it down. joe@therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff going on the website. You want to get information out to me, use the email address. If you want to get information on a regular basis about the show, there's two ways to do it. One is by text. So you want to text TRS to 313131. TRS to 313131. And then, you know, when I send out the text messages, let you know the show's starting, who's going to be on, special guests. We're hoping this later on this week to have Jerome Corzine on the show with me, and he can talk about his lawsuit against Mueller for $350 million. I hope he prevails. I hope he doesn't get an Obama judge. I hope he prevails. Let's smack them down. Let's stop them from doing what they do, not just to Jerome, but to so many others. It needs to stop. What a level of fear they can instill in people when you think about it, that you're the little guy, so to speak. The government's got unlimited resources, and you know, for legal, for lawyers, for courts. You don't. I don't. I still believe that Flynn gave in because he didn't want his son. They were going to somehow get to his son. In some cases, these guys are no better than the mafia. I know where you except that. They get away with it in the courts as well. You talk about this craziness. Do you guys remember the New York Democrat Senator Kevin Parker? Now, I think he was on with Tucker Carlson a week or so ago, but then he also has been all over the news sources and what have you. Yeah, that was smart. In the news sources, about before you get a gun permit from now on, you now need to give up your social media so they can peruse your social media to find out whether or not you're an angry person, whether you post hateful stuff. Right? Now, you think about it. Think about where these guys are coming from. The latest example of, like, the far left ideology. They think they're right. Remember, this is, we've been talking about fascism, right? And fascism is when somebody is telling you, or a government agent is telling you how you're going to live, what you're going to do, what you're going to eat, where you're going to be, that kind of stuff. What's right and what's wrong. The latest example from a liberal enclave of New York, where a state senator actually told a Republican aide to kill herself on Twitter. Right? This is right after, or shortly after, he came off a conservative show and started talking about how these things show who you are. So if he is a killer, if he is encouraging people to commit suicide, why? What business does he have to do being a state senator to begin with? Senator Kevin Parker of Brooklyn, a Democrat, posted the violent tweet Tuesday morning after Candace, it looks like it's Gove, accused him of misusing a Senate-issue parking placard. "Kill yourself," the tweet read. It was deleted minutes after it was posted, but the tweet, as usual, was captured. Don't you love it? They do it to me all the time. You know, we've had people post pretty nasty stuff on our Facebook page, Real Side Facebook page, and we pull it down as soon as we see it. But I don't sit there staring at my screen 24/7 waiting for something nasty to pop up. We just don't do it that way. But they'll grab that real quick, and then they put it up against you. So Candace Grove tweeted, "I got to the bottom of this. The placard is assigned to Senator Parker. However, the license plate number on the placard doesn't match the vehicle, so he either used it in another car or gave it to someone to use, both of which are not permitted against the law." What's he do? He replies to her, doesn't say, "Hey, I let a friend use it," or "I let her this," or "I let her that." No, his response to her is simple. Kill yourself. Not only should he not have a gun permit, but I mean, this is his own rules, but he shouldn't be allowed in the Senate. This man should not be allowed to legislate over people because he's a hypocrite. That's a stereotypical hypocrite on the left. Where he's telling, like Ted Lieu out of California, wants to pass the toughest gun laws in the country while he himself is gun running, selling guns illegally. There's a pattern in the party, in the Democrat Party like that. He says, I sincerely apologize, he said. "I used a poor choice of words. Suicide is a serious thing, and it should not be made light of." Then why? Why even write such a thing? Right, here's the thing. If you think about something, if he was able to go off that fast on her and then stop and realize, "Oh God, what I do with that," and then pull it back, what kind of temperament does he have? Maybe he needs to be checked. Would you want to be alone in an elevator with him? Especially if you were a conservative Republican? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Incoming Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart issued a statement Tuesday saying that she was disappointed in Parker. "I was disappointed in Senator Parker's tweet," Stewart Cousins said. "Suicide is a serious issue, should not be joked about in this manner. I'm glad he has apologized." Now, you realize that if he was a conservative Republican, the apology wouldn't be enough. They would want him gone. They would want him to resign. They would want him to take sensitivity classes or diversity or something. Right? Just saying. Now, it goes a little further with this man. In 2010, he was convicted of a misdemeanor criminal mischief after damaging a camera belonging to a New York Post photographer who was assigned to take photos of him outside his Brooklyn home. Parker was cleared of the felony charges in the incident. In response to the tweet Tuesday, one of Parker's Republican colleagues said he shouldn't be serving in office. They are correct. With a temperament like that, I've heard that. I've heard that from others on the left about Republicans who they feel. Look what they did to Kavanaugh. He doesn't have the temperament to be a judge. Why? Because he got irritated? Wanted to protect himself and his family? Yeah, that's terrible. That's a terrible thing for a man to want to do. It's clear that Senator Parker, who already has a history of violence and aggression, is in no state to serve as an elected official. This is according to Senator Robert Ort, a Republican out of North Towanda, Niagara County. Right, Parker, by the way, is one of the anti-gun Democrats who came up with the idea of making potential gun buyers turn over their social media passwords and internet search histories. Whoa. I didn't know about the search history. My God. Do you want to come in the house and go through my drawers, too, at the house? Seriously. Maybe we should have a whole FBI investigation. You go talk to everybody on my street. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I love these when I do these smorgasbord stories. I know Tammy hates them because I fly right through them. But these are little tidbits you don't hear on regular news, do you? Right? I'd like to pride myself in saying, usually, I won't say the first, but among the first five people reporting on it, usually is me. And you see these stories all the time, like... No, I can't pull it off. I'll do it on the other side of the break. But Daisy Fuentes is a model, and she's slamming TSA for allowing women in full burkas to pass security with no frisk. We've seen it. Other people have seen it. Why is that okay? So is that how I do it? Is I just go ahead and put my... That's interesting. Oh! That's what's her name? Siri. She needs to shut up. She needs to get a job.
She's always eavesdropping.
Me. I know, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do the story to the side of the break. I got to take care of Siri here in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Look, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, especially your enemies about the show, and how much it just might enlighten them. Tell them they might like it. You wouldn't be lying because they might like it. We'll be back in a minute. This is The Real Side.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive,
and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us and advertise at GCNLive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Come on, you know in your mind, you see it. Annette Funicello. Her people on the beach on one of those B-minus movies, right? Kicking up sand in the studio all over the place. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Quick little tidbit that you'll enjoy. De Blasio's at it again. You got to love this. I mean, if it wasn't for him, Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi, who else have we got? There's a whole bunch of them. I mean, if it wasn't for people like that, we wouldn't have a show. We'd have nothing to talk about. But apparently, God bless Asian Americans for jumping all over this. Parents are now suing New York City over a mayor's plan to diversify elite high schools. Right, Bill de Blasio. His new education plan. So this is why this guy needs to be, you know, you guys in New York, you deserve him. You got him, you deserve him, because you didn't come out and vote against him. You had some good choices. Or is New York really like this? De Blasio's education initiative is disproportionately hurts Asian American students. And I'll tell you why in a minute, and I agree with them. But de Blasio's attitude is, these elite high schools where you have to have certain scores to get into them, they hurt those who don't get those scores. No kidding. Look, I'm not a sports freak, but I know that like baseball has an A team and a B team, right? They have a farm team. Guess what? When you're not good enough to play for the A team, you go to the farm team. You think their feelings are hurt? Yeah, not hurt because of the paycheck they're getting, believe me. But that's how life works. Some people are better at things than you. Some people not so much. But the Asian American civil rights groups and parents filed suit Thursday to block New York's city from launching its plan to diversify 8 top high schools. Ready for this? By giving more seats to applicants who missed the test scores. He wants to give 20% of the seats to students who almost reached the qualifying scores. How was it like that? How would you like to know just before they put you under that your surgeon almost passed the test? Wouldn't you feel good? You wake up in front of God and you go, what happened? Well, I'm sorry, but your surgeon almost passed the test. And he almost did a successful surgery. I don't know. But you see how crazy this is? And they think this makes sense because they don't want to hurt the feelings of the kids that can't pass it. How about you work harder? How about you parents and others and teachers? You teach those kids. Stop lowering the grades. We did it in California. It's crazy. We took away the high school exit exam. Why? You know, I realize that testing is not the best way to find out where a child's at. I got that. But let the school figure that out. Let the district figure that out. Let the people around your kids figure that out or around your area. I get some kids do better, you know, visually than they do verbally. Some kids take tests better than others. I got that. But let's not, I mean, we used to get kids ready for real life. We used to get kids ready for, you know, jobs and college and other things. Now we don't. Now we get kids ready to live in their mom's basement for the rest of their lives. That's what we push at. We need to stop that. We need to give them challenges. We need to help them push through. We don't want to see our kids suffer. Nobody wants to see their kids suffer. But I'd rather have my son or daughter go through some issues and situations while they have the home cushion, if you would, than have it happen when they're out on their own. Right? Teach them a budget at home. Too late when you get out into your apartment and you go, budget? What's that? What do you mean? How come I can't pay my rent? I need to buy all that stuff my parents bought. I mean, talk to your kids when they're younger about what a budget is, what money is, you know. My daughter, the funniest thing my daughter said after she moved out was, I always thought the toilet paper magically appeared in the bathroom. No, honey, you got to cash your paycheck. The one that the government just took 30% off. I don't know which one of the kids it was that came home pointing to the tax portion of the check goes, what's this? I said, oh, that's your entry into adulthood, honey. That's what that is. And they didn't do anything for that money. Isn't that wonderful? Now they're going to hold that money. They're not going to pay you interest on it, and you're going to have to fight to get it back at the end of the year. See, that's the lesson they need to learn that at the house, at your house, not later on in life when they're up against it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, being part of the process. All right. So Daisy Fuentes slams TSA for allowing women in full burkas to pass security with no frisk. Now, she was furious when airport TSA agents made her strip off her sweater while at the same time allowing a Muslim woman in full burqa to go through security without even being looked over. Fuentes, who rose to national fame as a model and a host in the early 1990s, took to her Twitter account to express her outrage that she had to strip while the Muslim woman was waved through without a challenge. You know, and I can't even repeat what she had on. She said the woman was in full burqa with a head wrap, which covered her entire head and face. This is absolutely BS. How are we all okay with this? Hey, listen, Daisy, I don't know you personally, but let me tell you something. You know, you should be just as scared with those TSA pre-check people. Because let me tell you what, I went through it. Ain't much of a pre-check. You know what I mean? But she's right. We're so afraid. We've got this whole Muslim fear thing going on. We don't want to call them out. We don't want to talk about the hypocrisy. We don't want to deal with any of this because, I don't know what, we're going to hurt their feelings? We're going to make fun of a religion?
It's religious freedom.
Well, for Muslims, not for Christians. Apparently, that's a whole different animal. You know, how many things do we get to do or not get to do as Christians? And, you know, again, I'm tired of hearing this stuff over and over and over and over and over again. How we only think we're being persecuted. It's so much worse for other people. Well, great. Prove it to me. Let us get away with some of this stuff. I'm still laughing about that. Which story? I'm sorry. Popped up again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Oh, we're going to do that one next hour. That's going to be a good one. The 11-year-old boy, he dressed in drag and dance. Right? I don't know if you guys saw this. This is just disgusting to no end. And why isn't somebody stepping in? Why isn't anybody helping this kid? He might like it because people are throwing money at him and telling him how great he is and all this other fun stuff. But it's not cool. Not at all. Anyway, the new congresswoman that was just elected, what's her name? Minnesota. She's out of Minnesota. Oh, Ilhan Omar. So the Democrats in Minnesota elected Somali refugee. If I'm saying this wrong, I'm not doing it on purpose or out of disrespect. Ilhan Omar to be their next Muslim U.S. congresswoman. Omar will fill the seat of the disgraced outgoing Muslim Congressman Keith Ellison, who was recently forced to resign as the DNC vice chair after multiple credible accusations of domestic violence. Right? I mean, seriously. But it took. You know how long it took for the Dems to put pressure on him to go? So much for the real Me Too movement, don't you think? Now, she brings her own set of baggage to her Washington, D.C., including multiple campaign finance violation charges. We won't hear about that. Well, mostly because she's a Democrat. If you add to that she's a Muslim woman, that shores it up. There's no way anybody's going to do anything to her. As well as controversy surrounding allegations that she committed immigration fraud when she married and then divorced her own brother. How do we let them get away with that? How do we not see that to begin with? Omar's also received special treatment from our media, who have completely ignored hateful tweet against Jews that was posted by Omar while she was a state lawmaker in Minnesota. Omar asked Allah to awaken the people to help them see the evil doings of Israel. Israel has, you know, hypnotized the world, she said. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. It would appear that Omar's hate for other religions isn't limited to Jews. That's right. Last week, Muslim lawmaker mocked Jesus and Mike Pence. Right? Now, it appeared that Pence was praying in a situation. She put the picture up and put the phrase, "Jesus, take the wheel," followed by border wall. See, I mean, what we need to start doing, I know, I'm not saying tit for tat works, but listen. You can't let them get away with it. They put Jesus in a bottle of urine upside down on the cross and they called it art. And then pictures are drawn of Muhammad and they shoot the place up. And somehow the artists are the ones that caused the violence. I don't know of any Christians that went and tore up the place that had Jesus in the urine bottle. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the 11-year-old, I don't know, what are you going to call him, exotic dancer? We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina.